Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons. We're reacting all in the first hour to a Celtics loss, a Celtics choke job at home to the Atlanta Hawks last night. And for here for more on that is Brian Scalabrine, NBC Sports Boston. Play-by-play, or color commentary, you should say, is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by FindMassMoney.gov. It's fast, it's easy, and it's free. Scal, how are we doing today?
Good. You guys?
Doing great. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of this game yesterday, there's one thing that I've been thinking about all day long after you guys' call of the game last night, and I want to know who it was that got you to stop making fun of the ball, because something happened. And clearly you guys were like, well, don't insult the ball. Don't talk about the ball anymore. And Carter was like, yeah, this ball stinks. And you're like, no. Don't talk about the ball. What's so special about the ball? And who ordered the code red on you guys?
Yo, somebody ordered a code red. You should have seen, we got a text message that filled up the entire, and Drew Carter doesn't have like big writing like I do. Yeah. He showed me the text. I'm like, we got threatened that Adam Silver was going to make a phone call to us. It was it was a big time code red. So
why are they so sensitive about their stupid ball?
Well, here's the thing. I like to have fun with the NBA. I'm just like this. Like when you see. It is basketball. It's sports. Like, people there are having fun. Like, let's be honest. Like, you guys' job, my job, we have the greatest job in the world, right?
Yep.
It's great sports. But when there's a chance to, kind of make fun of something, make light of a situation, man, I'm telling you, people in the league office everywhere, they don't think this is all about fun and games, man. They were taking that really serious. It was, a touchy subject that I kind of dove into and had no idea that it was a point of contention. So yes, we did get a code red, and I'm not telling you who it's from, and we just stopped it right there.
So along those lines, I'm not even sure I should even ask this question, but are you a fan of the court and are you a fan of the cup?
I'm a fan of the all courts, not red, pink, or, not even Cleveland's maroon. I haven't seen the game yet, but red doesn't pop well on TV. My favorite color of the courts are gray. I like those the best. The blue's fine. It's like you're playing on water or a swimming pool or something like that. But I like it because it brings interest to the game. I don't know what to make of last night's game, to be honest with you. Why we played so bad and why we played so non-aggressive. I give Atlanta all the credit in the world, man. I thought they punched us in the mouth, and they took our best punch, and they sustained it. And they're talking about, seven of their – I think it was six of their top ten players were out. And I was a fan of those guys when we blew them out. I was a fan of Johnson, Daniels, Richesay. I was a fan of those guys. And the thing about me, just in general, I like big players that could, defend, and they're super physical. And those guys really, fit the bill. I think those guys could be better. But for us, it's plain and simple. There's a staggering number that I'm trying to get to the bottom of. So minus paint scores, where you go to the paint and you score it, we had seven paint touches where we kicked the ball out the whole game. And, there's times where we have 21, that's on the low end, 35, 38. Normally, over the course of a game, you get a couple driving kicks, hit the paint, move it, whatever. We had seven. So – and I kept calling it out in the fourth quarter. I was like, man, we need to go to the basket here. And we got to do it with force. Stop limping into your drives. And we did it a little bit late, but we just couldn't get stops at that point. That team had a lot of confidence from, they're living. They're NBA players, for the most part, when they get an opportunity to play against the best, they're usually they rise up to a level. They think this is great. You can watch Atlanta play a lot of teams and they'll be sleepwalking. That's the reason why their record won't be good. But when they play, and we're finding this out, every night the Celtics play, people are coming out trying to beat them. And it's cool to watch for me. Like, I'm a broadcaster that loves basketball. I get to watch every team's best effort, and that's been nice. But the Celtics have to realize, like, this is what it's like. And I don't know what Joe Mazzulla's talking, like, target on your back or target on my forehead or whatever target he wants to talk about. I'll just make it simple. People are gunning for you, and they're trying to make their season by beating the Boston Celtics.
In the last four or five games, Scal, the Celtics have been getting beat on the boards pretty consistently. Is that a question of not having guys like Porzingis in the lineup, or is that a question of getting outworked?
That's a good, like, you know, I don't want to say, like, rebounding is not as cut and dry as getting outworked. Like, it's not like everything starts in equal. Like, there's a lot of things, like rotation, create offensive rebound opportunities, driving. So you think about driving opportunities when a guy pulls over, creates shots at the rim, like opportunities at the rim. So, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. It's not just about rebounding. It's not just about size or anything like that. But it does seem like that. And this is, like, we got outworked on the boards, right? Like, that yesterday was as clear as could be. And I remind you, like, normally, you know, we win the rebounding battle because we're such a low turnover team, but we had 20 turnovers, and Atlanta still smacked us on the glass. That was the worst rebounding performance I have ever seen, like, this current Joe Mazzulla Celtic team ever have. So it was pretty bad last night. And the fact that we weren't, like, trying to counter and push it and try to, you know, a lot of times in the NBA, people don't crash because you'll get beat. Like, it's not college. Like, if everyone in college crashes, in the NBA, that gets you beat. You'll just give up layup after layup, and you'll have 30 points in transition or some crazy number. But we weren't doing that, and we were not securing the boards. And when we did, we wouldn't run. So, yeah, that was – yesterday was – it was – to me, this season, that was as bad as it got. And I think they'll bounce back, and I don't know why they kind of laid an egg. You would think the NBA Cup and all that stuff would, like, bring a heightened sense of, like, yeah, this is going to be great, but it was just an awful.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Awful game for us.
So they have three losses, I think, much sooner than anyone expected them to have three losses. They lost that big game to the Warriors at home. There were all this talk of Olympic motivation. There was talk of they want to make history and whatever. Are you disappointed with the way this team is playing? Are they underachieving right now? And is it simply about complacency?
No, you know what it is? I don't know how many times you guys have heard me in the past. Like, we're not great when teams are super physical with us and they're really handsy. And, like, the NBA, which, by the way, I personally like it. Like, I like physical basketball. They protect guys when they go up to shoot. But for the most part, they're letting two-hand checks, body bumps, and, like, all those things, right? And that's why I kept saying yesterday, like, you gotta punch through the initial hit because they're hitting you. When you drive, they're just trying to stand you up. And then we're, like, kind of countering. Like, our players, and Jaylen Brown is probably the best at doing this, is, like, getting downhill, coming to a jump stop. We got great shooting around and playing off 2 feet. There's times in the Indiana game where I kept saying, like, we're rushing the shots at the rim. And then in the third and fourth quarter, I think halfway through the third and the fourth quarter, they shot 78% in the restricted area. They, like, took their time. And they got to get used to the new NBA and how teams are going to be physical with them. And that's that. Like, the Celtics play basketball, and they're the lowest fouling team in the history of the game last year. They gave up the least amount of free throws of anybody ever. So they don't play that game. They're trying to play the game without fouling, keep the flow going, trying to force you into missing so you can get the rebound and go. But these other teams, they don't care, man. I think their coach is just like, guys, be super physical. Put two hands on them, bump them off their spots, We're going to rotate massive amounts of bodies at them, so don't worry about foul trouble. If you get two fouls, I'll just move you on to Derek White or Drew Holiday. So don't worry. When you're on Tatum and Brown, be super physical. And that's what I'm seeing. And we're not handling that, right, because we're not playing the fair game. They're being physical with us, and we're not doing that because, like, Joe's coaching philosophy historically, which is the reason why we won a championship, is, like, you know how he talks about margins. Margins have to do with free throw rate. He wants to give up the least amount. He wants to take the most amount. And so we're not a real handsy team. We're not a real, like, we're not putting two hands. We're not body checking guys. We're playing pretty solid defense. And I think that's coming back to bite us, especially in the regular season, because if you go against a team that's handsy and you're not, well, you're probably going to have a tough time winning that game.
We're talking to Brian Scalabrine, NBC Sports Boston. Scal, is Cleveland for real, and do you think they can be the Celtics' rival this year?
They're for real. They play a lot like us. Like, when we're at our best with Pritchard and Hauser coming off the bench and just, like, bombing threes. So Cleveland bombs threes. They got my boy Niang. He's an awesome dude from Methuen. When Max Strus comes back, they got this kid Merrill. Ty Jerome is playing for them. Like, they have a second team that's, like, legit. Their first team, they have some, like, players that you can, like, kind of wind in the way that we wind in Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Like, our star players are better than their star players. But they have some guys like Donovan Mitchell can go out there with some bench guys and cook. And so they're kind of built like us, just not as talented as us. But, you know, their bigs right now, like, they're probably, their bigs are better than our bigs because, you know, we don't have Porzingis playing yet. And Al Horford's, like, off and on, right? So, like, their bigs are pretty good. They're pretty active and live around the basket. They get way more paint opportunities around the rim, like a Jared Allen, than we do. So they have a little bit better shot profile than we do. But I think ultimately, like, our size and physicality combined with our shooting is better than them. So that, I would take us in the playoffs. But I think, like, during the regular season, I think we'll be fighting for the best record in the Eastern Conference.
This whole Jason Tatum shooting thing, it was an issue in the postseason, then the hitch was gone, had a pretty good start to the year, had a bad night last night. Are you monitoring the way Jason Tatum is shooting? Is it just going to be kind of ebb and flow, or do you think there's still reason for concern there?
You know, like, I think he is at his best when he works inside out. And inside to the paint, finishing around the rim or spraying the ball out, and then working towards out, right? So I like when, like, we'll see tonight. So you guys watch, right?
Yep.
Jason Tatum gets downhill, and then let's see what he does. If he moves it or finishes it. And then he usually, you know, will come in with the second group, like, you know, in that second quarter, and then he'll start, like, casting the threes. But I like when he starts inside to out. I didn't like the way he started the other night. And it was interesting because Brown really had it going. And then, you know, that was the first time Joe Mazzulla went with Brown and Tatum together for an entire quarter in the regular season. Like, they do it in the playoffs, but not in the regular season. So that was a unique rotation. But I think, like, Tatum is such a, he's such a complete player that it all, like, kind of ties in. So I don't think you can take his shooting and just thin slice it. I think you got to, like, tie it all in together. So I'm not going to overreact. I do like his shot. I like the way he's releasing it. His hitch is gone. His release point is lower, which is all good things. But I think he's at his best when he's playing, like, aggressively in to out. And then once he gets a few to the paint, maybe a free throw, maybe a finish around the rim, a spray out, and then all of a sudden I think he can start cooking from the perimeter.
All right, we'll leave it right there then. Brian Scalabrine, thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
All right, Scal. That is Scal joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed any part of that, by the way, you can have it delivered. Go back and listen to the podcast anytime. Just subscribe to WEEI Afternoons on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. 617-779-7937. If you want to jump in on anything we just heard from Adam Schefter, anything we just heard from Brian Scalabrine. What we're going to talk about next, however, is the Boston Bruins, who may have given Jim Montgomery another stay of execution with a win, and I think a little bit of an upswing going on right now. They've won four out of their last six. Could they be pulling themselves up by their skates? We'll get into all of that after Stiz gets you caught up on what's trending.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.